Yeshaya Perek Vav Pasuk Dalad Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mari Pesach Dovid Ben Avram Nata. We are still working our way through the Maisa HaMerkava, the short version that is in Yeshaya. Yechezkel's longer version of the Maisa HaMerkava is the Haftorah on Shavuos. Yeshaya's much shorter description of the Maisa HaMerkava is the Haftorah for Parshas Yisro. So what you see that they have in common is that there is a major connection between the Maisa HaMerkava and Matan Torah as we lane it in the Parsha in Yisro, and again in the laning from Yisro that we lane on Shavuos. And so we leave it up to the listener to figure out what those connections are and what they may mean. But he continues, Vayonu'u Amos Hasipim. And the doorposts quaked, Mikol HaKore, from the voice of him who called. Kol HaKore is a phrase, I believe, that is used often when more earthly proclamations are made by various rabbinic sources and authorities. So even that phrase, Kol HaKore, comes from Sefer Yeshaya as well. So everything is quaking. And the Habayis Yimali Ashan, and the house, the throne chamber, the palace, filled with smoke, as we know the Beis HaMikdash did on the day of the Chanukah Habayis, that the great presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not truly visible to human eyes. And so everywhere. But the fact is, in this case, says the Radak, the smoke that is filling the house is actually the rage, the charonaf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are not worthy. And we saw in the previous parakim in Yeshaya how during the days of Uzziyahu we are unbelievably prosperous, but also we heard the kinos of the previous parak, tremendously self-absorbed and self-satisfied and doing things that we shouldn't or oughtn't to do. And so now, after a very short explanation of the Maaser Merkava, Yeshaya the prophet speaks for himself. Va'omar, he says in Pasuk Hey, and I said, Oy li chinid meisi, woe is to me, for I am lost, says Yeshaya. And there's beautiful poetic descriptions all through Sefer Yeshaya, and this is one of those great phrases. Ki ish temes vasayim anochi, because I am a man of unclean lips. Uvesoch am temes vasayim anochi yoshev, and here is his mistake. Yeshaya says, and I am dwelling in the midst of a people of unclean lips, which may not be true, depends on the road rage and how we feel about how our football team is doing, but that is a big mistake, and the Gemara tells us later that Yeshaya is going to have to be punished for slandering the people of Israel. Slander yourself all you want, be humble if you wish to, but to then slander the people of Israel as being unclean, whether or not they truly are, is something that when you are the spokesperson for Klal Yisrael standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one should not do. So, I am unclean of mouth. The people are unclean of mouth. And he's not wrong. After all, the house is filling with smoke. But nevertheless, he finishes, Ki es hamelech Hashem Tzavakos ra'u einoi. Because the king, the Lord of hosts, my eyes have seen. So it's understandable to say, I am unholy compared to the seraphim, compared to God, compared to Hashem's presence. He seems to be frightened that he's going to die from seeing God's presence. It was overwhelming for the limits of the human mind. Pasuk Vav, Vayof Eli Echad Ben HaSeraphim. And at these words, one of the seraphim flew over to me, Uviyado Ritzpah, and in his hands was a ritzpah, a gacheles, Rashi says, a glowing coal. So a red-hot coal is in his hands, and he was carrying them memel kochayim with tongs, lokach me'al ha-mizbeach. He took them from upon the altar. Zayin vayaga al-pi. And he touched my mouth with it. He caused the coal to touch my mouth. So on the one hand, he seems to be burning his mouth as a way, perhaps, of punishment for slandering Klal Yisrael. But the predominant pshat about this, and Rashi brings that down, but the predominant pshat is that the angel is purifying his mouth by taking this coal, as the Nach continues. So Vayaga al pi, he touched my mouth with the coal, Vayomer hinei noga ze al svosecha. Behold, this has touched your lips, this coal. V'sor avonecha v'chatascha tuchupar. And your iniquity will be removed, your avon will be removed, and your sin will be atoned for. So on the one hand, it may be the sin of slandering Klal Yisrael. Another interpretation that is brought down is the idea that one of the sins he may have had, and he's going to say this momentarily, is that he had not rebuked the people as he should have. If the people are sinful in Tmei Sfasayim, and he's Tmei Sfasayim, one interpretation of that Rabbi Yaakov Trump brings down is the idea that he should have rebuked the people for their tumah, for their iniquities. And he didn't, so that's his sin on him. That's his Tmei Sfasayim for not rebuking the people. And the Malach says, we're going to reboot you. We're going to start your mission over, and you will rebuke the people. And that will atone for the sins that you committed of restraining yourself when you should have spoken to them. So it's all connected. It's all of a piece, this entire concept. Ches voyashmaes kol Hashem omer. And then Yeshaya says, he reports, I heard the voice of Hashem saying, es mi eshlach umi yelech lanu. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Us being a generous way that Hashem includes the rest of the denizens of heaven into his, like, na'aseh adam. As he is saying, all of us, even though, of course, Hashem is the only true authority here involved. But who's going to speak for us? Who's going to go to the people? Va'omar, and I said, hinani shalacheni. And again, this is that little moment where some say he was a little hesitant to go out. And some say, no, no, he was getting up and volunteering. Send me. I will go. Perhaps as a member of the royal family, he feels that responsibility of noblesse oblige, of the leaders of the people, to do what needs to be done on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and straighten the people out, bring them to tshuva. We will see many, many times in Sefer Yeshaya that Yeshaya always hoped for the best for Klal Yisrael. Even as we'll see shortly, the name of his own son was based on the idea of the Jewish people doing tshuva. And so Yeshaya now is volunteering for the mission, which turns out in the long run to be a suicide mission, since his own grandson is going to murder him, to go give the people Mussar and to create change among Klal Yisrael when they need it most.